Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, I quote to you a very practical halacha that relates to the Haftarah. That is as follows. There is a tremendous machlekes whether or not it's incumbent on the tzibor to lane from a klaf that has the Navi in it, as opposed to a printed sefer of Haftarahs. In other words, should I have a complete set of nach, handwritten on klaf, written similar to the way a Sefer Torah is written? Or do we say that, no, it's okay, you could read it from a Chumash, you could read it from a printed Haftarah Sefer? This is a tremendous machlekes. Basically, what the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach says is that really, you're not supposed to be reading, you're not supposed to be writing an incomplete Sefer. And if you have a Sefer Haftarah that's an incomplete Sefer, so really it's not supposed to be written, and therefore it's not something that would be recommended. It would be actually a problem halachically to have this done. However, because of an extenuating circumstance in Klal Yisrael, because it wasn't affordable, it was too difficult for the tzibur to obtain a full set of Navi written by Klaf in a proper and formal manner, so they were makel and they allowed it. And the question is, if today that doesn't apply, and today it's possible, it's feasible to get a full Klaf, do I have the obligation to do that? So this is a machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah basically says that it's a machlekes, and it's definitely a recommended thing to have a klaf if possible. But the minig is to be makel and allow the tzibur to use a printed haftira sefer without actual kosher klaf, based on this initial dispensation, which is assumed to still be intact. So that's the question. Does that initial heter still exist today? Yes or no? Machlekes. The ikker minig has been to rely on the lenient opinion. However, it's definitely a very admirable custom to try to be machmir and have a klaf that's written kahalacha as the full set of nach for haftarah. The Gain and other paiskim say that because it's not so simple and there's a possibility that you can't read from a official printed sefer of Haftarahs in order to be Moitzi the Tzibur, their obligation of laning the Haftarah, and it's possible that they're not Yaitse through listening to you read if it's not a kosher klaf. Therefore, says the Gain, in the event that the Tzibur is being lenient and using a printed Haftarah sefer that's not the complete Nach, then the tzibur should quietly read along together with the Baal Kairi. So like this, they're not being yaitzei through him, they're being yaitzei themselves. This is what's some place can write halacha l'maisa, like this Gain, that you should be makbid as a tzibur to have everyone read quietly together with the haftarah if the haftarah is not being read from an official klav written as part of a nachset in a complete form, but from a Haftarah book that's printed, you should have everyone read quietly along because they can't be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. However, the Chassam Sofer already notes that many are noyheg to be makel about this. And even those kehilos that do use a printed Sefer, it's not a complete Nach, it's just the Haftarah Sefer, many of those kehilos are lenient and they don't have the entire congregation reading along quietly together with the Baal Kairi. They assume that you could be Yaisei through listening to the Baal Kairi. So that's the story, that you have a shita that's machmer, and therefore that's definitely the recommended thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that you should be machmer and have everyone quietly read along. But if you have a tzibur that's makel and doesn't read along, they do have this basis written in the Chassam Sofer for allowance, based on the Minhag HaOlam that the Chassam Sofer cites, that doesn't have every single member of the congregation reading along together with the Baal Kairi. But definitely the best thing is to A, get a klaf if you can. If that's not feasible, it's too expensive for the tzibur, you could do it from the printed Haftarah, but then it's recommended that everyone read along quietly. But again, if the minhag is in your shul not to be makbid about this, you have what to rely on.